Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Is there like a contest between who gets the D and who gets the fence, or is it just basically like what you're where you're seated at the in the row? The D has to be on the left as you read it.
It's Mike Shope.
Hey, I'm the D today. You're the fence. Is the fence guy like the more powerful person in the relationship, or the D guy?
And the Bulldog.
I don't know. If you get separated, you still got a D. Just hold up a D. If you're walking around with the fence, like, what are you doing? You will need it. You'd have to go to Tinder for a D.
You just gotta right.
People do that, I believe.
Wow.
I think people do that.
This show is free.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
I feel like we've gone into a closet where we've just, in our house, where we've just not gone into this closet in years, and everything is just really dusty. It smells funny. And then we just opened a box and this flew out. Like in 2019, do I want to respond on Twitter to someone that, not even that they totally misunderstood my point, but that's actually writing to say that O.J. Simpson was wrongly accused? Like, do I want to even respond to that? I mean, there are times when, if I'm of right mind, the times when I want to sort of show someone up on Twitter that's like that's sort of taken an argument on with me is only when it's like, okay, it's gross, and I want people to know about you. Right. I want people to know that you said this.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, if I'm thinking right, I just don't want to do that, because who wants to read it? Like, who wants to read anybody right. in the media arguing with a fan over some take?
Right.
It's the worst.
Yeah, and you might even come off a little bit like you're like, can you believe my life is like this?
Exactly.
Like, this is what my life is. I have to deal with people that are telling me that OJ was framed.
Exactly. I'm so aggrieved that I have
to
you know,
share this with you. Yeah, I never
tell you about this.
I never feel good when I do it.
No. But, you know, if somebody is saying, you know, like they're sort of criticizing, it's just really about OJ. It's like,
right.
This really stinks. I mean, it's like we've gone into this room and have not opened this chest.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's in there.
I am at least relieved for myself, like personally and professionally, that I feel like I can talk about all this now without getting... was Jake the name of the caller
yep.
from last segment? He said, like, I'm upset. I don't even know why. Like, OJ, for me, had been that for a very long time. Like, I've told the story before. At one point, Michelle Zaccardi, who works with Pegula Sports Entertainment now, she produces a lot of their a lot of their video features and stuff. She worked for NFL Films for a long time. That's where I first met her. And I did, and occasionally I still get stopped and, hey, I just saw you on NFL Network on Top 10 this or Top 10 that. Well, she was who called me to do that. I went and sat in the Marriott in a hotel room that was all lit and everything, and I talked about a variety of NFL subjects. And at one point, she asked me to talk about OJ, and I started to try to talk about OJ on camera, and I couldn't do it. I started to get emotional, and I just said, I can't do this. Like, I'm not developed enough emotionally on this subject to tell you why I'm getting upset, but I'm upset. And it's just not going to be good for me to talk about this. Like, it's not going to be footage you can use. I'm not prepared to do it.
Well, what is the upsetting part?
It was like that I would start to think or talk about O.J. Simpson, the infamous murderer, and thinking of him as a football player would make me feel conflicted, and then I would feel bad for myself that the memories of him have been tainted, and then that would make me feel guilty on top of it, and it just was a tangled mess. I just couldn't get through it. But I've managed to work that all out now. Like, so I can sit here and like talk about my opinions about where, you know, what he deserves and doesn't deserve and the number and the wall and all this stuff and not get completely freaked out, because I think I've managed to settle all that for myself. But at the time, I just wasn't prepared to do it. So like, we're walking into the room and like I feel equipped to actually do it for the first time, maybe ever. I don't. Other times that we've talked about him, like, he was my first hero, right? So your first hero gets, and you love sports and you love the Bills and you love Buffalo, and like that's complicated now, because I don't, like, certainly I shouldn't be grieving for the loss of my hero. I mean, people are dead, you know, like, get your priorities straight, Parker, is how I always felt about it. But I hadn't really worked it all out, you know, so I kind of needed to do that and like put it all where it belongs. And now it's all where it belongs.
All right.
I mean, I suppose somebody could come and mess it all up, but I don't think so. I think I feel pretty.
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen in here.
Right. But I feel pretty good about where it all is right now.
There's a pretty good chance it could happen.
The guy didn't tweet at me that say it was framed. So, I mean, I guess it could happen.
You're mine, by the way. Since you brought up first heroes.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah, you're my first hero.
How nice.
Yeah, there's just something like I don't want to. 9 out of 10, I know I don't want to. 1 out of 10 is like, you've just got to share that somebody wrote in all caps, allegations. The word allegations. You've just got to share that. Well, I guess I have.
Yes.
Now I have. Tom is on WGR. Hello, Tom.
Hi, guys. I just popped on the radio, so the first thing I heard was, are you upset or does it matter to you? I think is the first thing I heard. So I didn't hear anything you had said prior to this, but it sure as heck mattered to me. I mean, I don't know why they didn't do it a long time earlier. I think it shows a little bit of a restoration of sanity in this country. I can't believe what I would have got rid of his number after the first time he punched her in the face, right? I mean, I guess I get it, and I thank Bulldog for being honest, but to be conflicted is really something I can't empathize with.
So you're talking about giving the jersey out, or you're talking about the Wall of Fame?
Well, it doesn't matter. I don't care. You're talking about what was important is are you upset about, I think,
giving the jersey out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, of course. I mean, I'm glad they did. I'm glad they did. To me, it's like, oh my God, I had a sigh of relief. I'm like, thank goodness, sanity's back in this world. And then the screener told me, well, you would have wanted it to have been done even sooner. And I'm like, absolutely. I would have wanted them to give the jersey out in the first possible moment they could have after they said, you know, after he punched her in the face.
Yeah.
So when Bulldog says he was conflicted, I'm like, wow. And I really respect Bulldog for being honest, but I'm like, there was no, and I was a big OJ fan, and I'm like, there is no conflict with me when that happened. He just went from hero to zero at 946 miles an hour. And I mean, I gave myself a little bit of time trying to figure out, you know, did this guy do it? But it didn't take a long time for me to know that he had done this.
Yeah, look, so, just so I can clarify here, because I think perhaps you're misunderstanding my explanation of the conflict. The conflict was not whether or not he should still be my hero. The conflict was being upset about losing my hero. Like, there was no question about whether he would still be held in high regard or esteem by me. I mean, that is not at all what I meant to say there. I mean, at all. I want to be very clear. I was being selfish and I think childish in feeling sorry for myself that I lost this icon in my life. That's what I'm driving at. And I didn't understand it at the time. And my reaction to that would be to get emotional because I didn't know how to really say, well, everything I'm saying right now. I just hadn't worked it all out. but now I have. Yeah, so that the conflict was never like, oh, I think he got a bad deal from America or the world at all or anything. I mean, he's a pariah. He deserves to be. Just so we're clear on that.
Yeah, thank you for making that clear, because that makes a lot more sense to me. And I think the difference there is I could see if I truly had a hero, how devastating it would have been to me to know that, find out he had done something of this magnitude. And I think the difference there is I probably just don't worship any of these players, or I don't think I ever did. I thought they were always, you know, fantastic athletes, but I don't think I've ever idolized anybody that played a sport.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. I don't think I ever did either, and I think about why that is. I don't really know. Like, I just always sort of, I never got anywhere near that sort of level of conflict. About this, though, see, it's all kind of twisted. This logic, Tom's logic is, give the number out as soon as you have any reason to think O.J. Simpson is a bad guy, because that represents that you're not honoring him anymore, which is a logical progression. But in my mind, like, giving the number out, which is the thing he's like, you should do, is for me more bringing attention to it.
Right.
And it's wearing the number that makes me think about the person, not the fact that no one is wearing the number. Like, sports does it the other way. Sports takes the greatest players and we retire their number because they were so good. We can't have anybody wear that number anymore. And that is why no one wore 32. I mean, there were many years in between his career and the murders. So that's why nobody wore 32. At least for most of this time, or a lot of this time. And now I feel like, well, you're giving it back, and it's not going to be like a big deal to me, I think, really. It's not that big a deal. But now I'm talking about it. So you're doing the opposite of what you wanted to accomplish.
You're drawing attention to it, obviously. You know? Yeah, right. I guess all it really would have taken is at some point, if it had gotten out that this player wanted it and they wouldn't give it to him, and they would have to explain that they're not honoring him by not giving it out, I think people would be skeptical about that, because his name is on the Wall of Fame and because he was such a great player that I think maybe that people would struggle to believe the team was being honest about that. And instead, they're choosing to just go, here, look, whatever. People are going to talk about it. Maybe they are, maybe they won't. I don't know if they have any real read on how much it will matter to their fans. I'm not sure that I do either.
I don't think I do.
We'll see. You know, it's telling that we're going to be, I think, probably talking about it for a while here.
You mean the whole summer? I said to Joe earlier, like, this would be interesting all summer. I have other ideas.
I was thinking a lot, maybe the rest of today when I said that. That's a while to me. But I think just sort of taking whatever's going to come with it and avoiding the specter of looking like you're not giving it out for some reason other than, you know, you don't want the number running around on your field anymore. I think they want to look like it's not special because of what he is and what he became. And I think they'll accomplish that. I think it may rain for a little bit, though.
I will say, though, like, I don't get the sense just from today that many people are upset. No one has called to say, well, no, the one guy did, actually. The one guy did because he thought OJ was such a great player. It wasn't really, he was sort of blocking out the life events. I don't get the sense from Twitter or anything that, like, Bills fans are mad. So it may not be a problem for them at all. Like, it may not be ever anything that that means anything negative toward them. Jeff is next. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I just can understand where Chris is coming from. You had to be around and remember the times. He was more than a magnificent football player, and he was incredible. This town loved him. The nation loves the guy.
Yeah.
And when this happened, it was depressing. Not just individuals. It was depressing to this city. People talked about, oh, it's a Buffalo curse. This town can never have anything. And it just, I can't even think about it this many years later. The main reason I called, I wanted Bulldog to know that he shouldn't feel bad that he feels bad. What I'm trying to say.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I don't anymore. I did for a while. That's the point of the story. This is, you know, oh my gosh, it's we're talking about the late 90s, probably, maybe, you know, early 2000s. So I mean, it's at least 15 years ago. You know, all that stuff was just a lot fresher. So yeah, I wouldn't say it now if it made me feel bad. I don't feel bad about it. I'm just being honest about it. It's always been complicated for me, and I don't know. I've never really gotten a lot of feedback from people other than this guy saying not to feel bad, that maybe implies that he felt a lot of the same things. But you know, I'm fine. I don't feel bad right now at all. I was confused when I was younger. I'm not anymore. I'm all good.
Let's go to Mike next. Hi, Mike.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, appreciate it.
You know what, Mike, you just made a great point that actually I didn't even think about. I just jumped on the radio. This notion of the number being back caught brings light and attention to it. But for me, I'm not conflicted at all. I hope they get as far away as possible from him, his history, and his legacy as a player and as a person. Because you judge a man from the start of his life till the end of his life. And I think one thing we can all agree is that he turned out to be a monster. And for me, as a Bills fan, I'm 51 years old enough to remember him as a kid, and I loved him when he was a player, but the man as he stands today is just a horrible individual, and I don't want to have anything to do with that guy on my team, the team that I love and care for and that I follow every Sunday going forward. But yeah, Mike, your point is right on. Like, it does bring more attention to it, but I think it's a good way to actually use that attention to walk away from the guy, and I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. What if they just, thank you, Mike. What if they just like unretired all the numbers? Really? Like, is there going to be a tipping point with sports where we just
numbers
feel like,
have to go back?
Like, haven't we had players ask retired players for the right to wear their numbers? Like, that's happened even recently.
Yeah.
Who did that?
Dwayne Haskins just did that with Joe Theismann, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Somebody.
Was that even retired?
No,
maybe it was one of those things, like maybe like Lee Evans asking Andre Reed or something like that, maybe.
But there was a story about Haskins and Theismann, and like Theismann gave him his blessing or something.
He said he was okay.
And people sort of rolled their eyes, I think, at it. Like, really? Well, okay, we can all sleep now. Joe Theismann's okay with Haskins wearing 7, I think is what that was.
Have the Bills checked with Joe Theismann?
I don't know how it all went, but that's what I read about it anyway.
I'm realizing here that I just am so far away from caring about that stuff. Like, I certainly can participate in the conversation about O.J. Simpson, and I'm happy to do that. I'll enjoy doing that, but like retired numbers and honors and tributes and things like that, sometimes they just seem all wrong or just meaningless. Or, I mean, there's some part of it. I'm just landing on this point, arriving at this point. I think it may be because there are so many new ones of these that are super cheap. And as such, a lot of these kind of things get diminished. You know, it's annoys, little things like that annoy me. It annoys me that that in the NFL there are things like the special teams player of the week per conference. Like, give me a break. You're not a little league organization. Act like you're the National Football League and don't give out awards like special teams player of the week in the AFC. Just like, or month, or rookie, or anything. Linebacker of the month, whatever. Like, be the freaking NFL and not, like, you know, I don't want to name anybody in comparison, but something really, really small that has nothing else to do. And so that might be an extension of, oh, like retired jerseys?
Nothing is special.
Right. Exactly. When you do that, it's like the announcer that screams about the first goal of the season.
You try to make too many things special, then nothing
exactly,
can be special.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, so where do you go from there, you know? And all these different awards and everything, you're just constantly just deluged with teams promoting themselves and leagues promoting themselves to the point at which you might become numb. And I think maybe I'm realizing now how numb I am to, you know, debates about retired jerseys. Like, I just have not cared about it in so long. And, you know, like Thurman, and this is not, I'm not trying to make an argument by this, but I'm just thinking about like Thurman Thomas. So Thurman Thomas, who was, I mean, the same level. You're talking about Hall of Fame and right. great, great player and everything. And his jersey went unworn after he retired, but they didn't retire it until they decided to do that and they could find, they could get a night game at right. which to do it, because they were not going to retire the jersey. They wanted to have a spectacle for it. So mm-hmm. they, you know, the Monday night game last year, right? New
right.
England.
Yep.
So that gave them, like, that there was that opportunity, and they retired Thurman's number. In the interim between his playing career and that night, you know, nobody wore 34. But it didn't change, doesn't mean anything to how great he was. He's on the Wall of Fame.
Right.
Like, the whole thing is there, except that there, you know, there's not been a ceremony. Everything else is the same. No one wears the number. It's on the wall. He's in the Hall of Fame. Yellow jacket. Just no ceremony.
Right.
Then you have the ceremony, and nothing changes after that. No, still no one wears the number.
Right.
Like, if they had retired O.J. Simpson's number in 1980 because they decided to do that, the Bills were one of the last teams to retire any number.
Right. But at some night game when he was working for Whatever. ABC, they could have done something for him then.
Yeah. If it was an era, maybe this is accurate. Like, if it was a time in sports where teams just, like, the number one thing on their priority list was promoting themselves, like we have now in sports, then, you know, one day in 1980, the Bills go, let's honor O.J. Simpson, and they retire his jersey, or 1990, or whenever.
Yeah.
And they didn't. And had they done that, is today different? Had they retired his jersey, would, and I still don't know how the Bills made this decision or even who made this decision, but is it different? Do they tell Sonoris Perry, we can't do that?
Because it's actually retired.
Yeah, like,
instead of just out of circulation, quotes on out of circulation.
I think the way sports works, if you're the Bills and the number's retired and you unretire it, like, that's more of a gesture. That is something, wow, right? We're going, wow. Yeah. Maybe what this is more, and I think the way people are reacting to it says this, is more, okay, it wasn't retired, yeah. So there's no law against it.
Right.
There's no sports law.
We don't ever want to be asked why we're not giving out 32. Here, some nondescript guy who, you know, I don't know, long shot? Like, I'd never heard the guy's name until today. Like, I know they signed him, he's been in the league, but it's not, I mean, you know, when we talk about how many running backs they have, we're not talking about this guy, ever, right? They signed Yeldon, they signed Frank Gore, they still got McCoy, they draft the kid in the third round, Singletary, like, nobody was talking, well, and don't forget, they've got this guy, like, now suddenly he's in the news, he's wearing 32, like, I don't know.
I wonder if anybody sort of would probably, yes, would like resent him for doing this. Like, don't you know what happened? You know, there would probably be some reaction like that to the player. 803-0550, the update next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
That ability to connect with somebody, not just a player, but part of the staff, is the new generation of the game. And it may be better. It's a more personal way to deal daily. I'm saying all these things, but he's not soft. Like, Ralph has no problem going in and letting it fly. And he can hold a room pretty good, too. And, you know, he's a big guy. He's got lots of energy. He's a real fit guy. He can handle himself. So I think the balance that he has there is going to work real well. I only know a few of the Sabres players, having had them, but I think they're really going to enjoy the direction he'll take the team.
The morning show today had Paul Maurice on. That's a clip from that. Check it out at WGR550.com. 1, 2, we should tell you again that Eric Wood is joining the Bills broadcast team this year, replacing Mark Kelso, who leaves after 13 seasons. Eric Wood is taking that spot. 3, the Buccaneers are paying Ndamukong Suh and Dave and Buster's points.
Okay. Well,
I just found that. There's a Buccaneer, like a pirate.
Is that their idea or his, do you suppose? I mean,
it's all part of the negotiation.
They agreed, whatever. That's all that matters.
I'm not sure whose idea it was. I am. It was my idea. I don't know.
Sure it wasn't Bitcoin?
I'm sure it wasn't. Well, that you would take.
Yeah. Matt Barkley, there was a story, I think, last week that he wanted to be paid by the Bears in Bitcoin, and they wouldn't do it.
Well, they wouldn't do it?
Nope.
Why not?
I don't know. I didn't read the story. I just read the headline.
That's what I do. I just
I don't do that sometimes.
I think it's more fun to just guess at what the story was and just read the headline.
I'll make my own story.
Then if you're wrong, somebody will call you and you've got a show.
Right. Speak with authority on it and then get told you're wrong.
Be corrected.
And get aggressive about how wrong you were.
And then, no. Well,
I mean, you can do that.
You can do that. But what you would do, what I would do is then be contrite.
Oh,
and then right. The person likes you and appreciates how you were willing to change your mind, even though the whole thing was a scam. You were wrong on purpose.
But then your show's over. So you need to be aggressive for a little while and then be contrite after. Like, you got to get through at least an hour. You don't want to waste that.
Push back a little. Yeah, that's really an art to time that. To figure out how you need to proceed. Here's Mike with us on WGR. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling us, Mike. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was listening in on the OJ number situation, and I'm just curious, like, do colleges and high schools then go ahead and retire numbers after the NFL does it? You know, they kind of follow suit.
They might.
I'm just thinking it would be a retired number.
You know? Sorry, hey, Mike, sorry, can you say that again? We lost you.
Sorry, no, I was saying I would just find it funny if a guy had a high school football number retired. It doesn't seem like it's something that happens often.
I have no idea, but I bet it happens. Yeah, I don't know how often.
I really don't know. I don't know if colleges do that for players. I mean, they have halls of fame. Schools have halls of fame. The local schools certainly have them, I know.
No doubt. All these legendary players have had their jerseys retired by their high schools. I would bet. Maybe even O.J. Simpson. I don't know. That one's complicated.
Yeah.
But I bet like all these guys have had their jersey numbers retired by their high schools colleges.
Yeah, I wonder. I'd love to know. I reached out to Thurman on his birthday to wish him happy birthday. Now I kind of want to ask him, did your high school retire your number? I don't know how that goes. Colleges.
Maybe you run out of numbers.
Colleges carry 90 guys into games. And you know, I think that could get pretty tough. I mean, there's only so many two-digit numbers. You just can't be throwing numbers out.
Well, they do overlap, though.
That's
right.
They can
big college roster.
Yeah, that's right. Usually on opposite sides of the ball, maybe you'll have that.
I hope this is not me like being wrong on purpose, like I was making fun of earlier. What about Syracuse in 44? What doesn't my stab at this is that Syracuse gives out 44 to certain people. Like a soccer team might give out 10 to a certain caliber of player or prospect that, you know, you have to earn that. And there probably are examples like that all over sports where the number isn't retired, it's just sort of held. You have to do something
right
to earn it.
Uh-huh.
More than just ask for it. Like Sonoris Perry, my guess would be that this was not a consideration for the Bills, and I'm not here to say it should have been. But Sonoris Perry, like whether or not he makes the roster, oh, you want to wear 32? Oh, you have like a reason? Okay. You know, if McCoy wanted to wear 32 when he got here or something, it's a different conversation. It would be, you know, or it could be a different conversation. You know, he's a prominent player. Yeah, he's a star
right,
in the league.
Right. It might be perceived as he's trying to honor OJ, and like,
who knows?
Bills wouldn't be that thrilled about that.
Would it matter what his reason is?
Yeah, right. I don't know.
I mean, maybe if this guy said, I was an OJ Simpson fan for whatever reason, they're not giving him the number, probably.
Right.
We don't want you to wear it for that reason.
Right.
At the same time, are we going to get a documentary about what the reason? I don't know. Like,
right.
I'm almost tired just talking
about
this.
It's complicated. I mean, it is. It is complicated. I would hope. I want to give the Bills enough credit to say that they looked at this and talked about it and went, why are we not giving it out? We're not giving it out because he was great. I don't want to stand for that. That's not where we want to be. We can't do that. And is there some reason if it means a lot to this guy that he shouldn't get to wear it because of the spectacle of it? Forget it. Here, just take it. Maybe the fact that he is someone who is not a lock to be on the roster or be a prominent player is fortuitous that he asked for it, and maybe it's part of the reason, like you're saying, that they gave it to him, because if it had been a more prominent player, there'd be more of a spectacle about it. Now they did it, and if they draft a running back 6 years from now who's worn 32 since he was 7 years old, and he's great, they draft Saquon Barkley in 6 years, and he wants 32. All right, it's just a number for us now.
Mm-hmm.
So you can wear it. It doesn't matter how prominent you are. We're not hiding it. We're not protecting it from anything. It's out. It's been out there, and you probably could just move on with your life then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I predict on this that this is a one-day story, and that's how I think the Bills would prefer it. This is a Tuesday when it's nice out, and today, like, we've got, at least in Joe's room, the ESPN is on, and it's highly questionable, and around the horn, and pardon the interruption, and they're all talking. It's topic on every one of those shows that the Bills did this. But by the time that they start to play games, will it resonate? Like, will it be a thing? I think with fans who remember watching O.J. Simpson here, it might. But I don't think it's a topic on those shows once the Bills start playing games, if this guy's even on the team. He'd have to be on the team. Like, I don't think it is on that list, that roll call, again, then. It's just, oh, yeah, that's right. In the summer, there was a story that they did that, and that's it. I think it's a one-day story for them.
It could be something, too, like the way TV announcers are, though. I could see them bringing it up. Like, I could see this, like, on a CBS broadcast. Like, I agree. I don't think it's going to be like a topic on those shows.
Totally right.
But I think, like, if he makes the team and he makes a tackle on a kickoff, I think you're going to hear something about it.
Yep, I would say that. That's how announcers do it. Yep, that's right. But then it goes away. Like, that's just the end of it. I think your point is right, too. If you want someday, if you need to or whatever, you can issue it to a prominent player because you've already done it. A guy, see, now this is why, this is how this can be all summer as a topic if you want it to be the entire summer. Because a guy writes, wait a minute, is it just, if a player does something bad, we then can unretire his number or something? Like, you know, the guy called about OJ earlier, he said, I would have taken his name down at the first report of domestic violence. Okay, well, that's your position. There are not going to be a lot of numbers up there if you raise the bar to such an extent for behavior, for character. So you can end up doing this with a lot of people, and I don't really, especially on the air, I really don't need to be or want to be the guy who's in charge of that. Like, if you don't pay your taxes for a couple of years, and that's in the news, like, are we going to have to talk about his jersey?
Right.
Are we going to have that conversation? Like, I really, you could hire me, conceivably, you could hire me to a job that's a high-paying job where I would be in charge of all that. I might change my name and move somewhere. But I really don't. For free, I really don't need to do that. You know?
No, I don't need to be the arbiter of that.
I don't need to be in charge. Like, what is bad enough of an offense for you to have your honor rescinded?
Right.
I don't need to be in charge of that. I'm going to pass on that.
Jonathan Koziol, who has worked for years here on our Sabres broadcast team, just tweeted at us that Derrick Henry of the Titans had his high school jersey number retired, and he sends along a photo of him standing there posing with who I assume are coaches. So if he rates that, then maybe you're right.
It depends on the school. I mean, if you have a lot of NFL players, like a lot of schools do,
then maybe you can't.
Maybe you don't. But if you're like, you've got one guy or something, I would think it'd be. I think the caller was kind of saying, does it happen at all? And I think the answer is yes.
Yeah.
He was pretty good, too. He had 12,000 yards, 154 touchdowns in 48 games.
Derrick Henry, full point PPR, or Darius Geis? Sneaky Joe. Derrick Henry or Darius Geis?
Derrick Henry.
Bulldog?
Make a call!
Bulldog just flipped me off.
I'm sorry, didn't answer.
Geis for me.
I was texting my wife about dinner. Wait, what?
Geis for me. Break the tie.
Isn't Geis got a bum leg from last year?
You know.
Yeah.
They say he's supposed to be ready.
Yeah.
Big talent.
Slow recovery, though.
I don't know if I want to trust that.
Slow recovery and a little bit of a crowded backfield, but I think he's the one that they will give the most chances to.
Very crowded. Peterson, Thompson, they drafted Bryce Love, although he's got a knee thing too.
If I had to choose today, I would take Henry.
I am not a Derrick Henry guy.
I don't like Geis that much either. But
I got beat because of Derrick Henry a couple times last year because he had huge games in the fantasy playoffs. But no, I think I'm a no on that. I want Deion Lewis to work out for Tennessee. Like, he's good, but that was where I was last year, and it got me nowhere, at least in terms of that player. Man, this Bulldog will always weave a fantasy take into the conversation. You just know it. 803-0550.
You should have heard yesterday.
I assume you guys did 4 hours on Zeke and the TMZ video yesterday, and Joe, you know, made arguments about whether he's slipping on his board. I'm sorry I missed it. I'll go back and listen to it. And Paul Maurice. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here, 803-0550. This is WGR.
All right, hold on to your hat. Here comes some speedy savings for today's deal of the day. You can take 50% off a Niagara Jet Adventures ride through the Niagara Rapids. Your thrilling ride is just $65. It's today's deal of the day from My Buffalo Perks. Details at mybuffaloperks.com.
I have done that twice, and I loved it both times. If you have young children, they may not be allowed to do it because you have to weigh a certain amount. For me, that is no problem. I weigh plenty enough to be on the boat. But I do love those rides.
I did that one time. It was a station thing. It was when I was partnered with Kevin Sylvester working mornings here. And we had a contest, and a bunch of listeners entered the contest and won and came for the jet boat ride. And then we had a party to watch a Bills Broncos late afternoon game, maybe.
2002.
Yeah. Yeah.
Week 3.
Okay. Yep. Nice enough to go on the Niagara River still. Yeah.
This, I believe. No. Let's see. 2002, week 3, Denver won, kind of close. The week after the Mike Hollis game.
Okay. Right.
And I did the pregame show that year. And we were on that day from a gentleman's club. That was where we did that show from.
Okay, wow.
There aren't a lot of those.
Look at here. Look at us piecing that together.
That was Bob Gaughan and I believe.
Right.
And all I remember being asked, so we're in this strip club, and it's really dark, and we are hosting a Bills pregame show. This is not on the network, if I need to point that out. And I was propositioned during the show. I think it was during a commercial, but it still happened. Wow. I remember a woman coming up to me like, would you like? And I'm like, you know what? No, thanks, though. Right, I thanked her.
Right.
As if it was charity.
You're so flattered.
Yeah. No, I'm really flattered that you asked me, being that I'm one of six guys in here right now.
At 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Whatever.
But I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass.
I also, in those days, worked because Chuck was still doing the postgame show, right?
Yes.
So I did pre. I did like the early, the 8 to 10 show, basically, is what I did then. And I don't remember if I worked that day or not. I just remember it being a really nice sunny day, and the boat ride was incredible. And then we had a great night out in Lewiston, hanging out, eating barbecue, and watching the Bills game.
Vlad Guerrero. Sitting yesterday on a holiday in Toronto, up there, it was a kind of a big deal. I mean, I don't know how big. I'll tell you what I think and what I saw being up there yesterday when we come back. 803-0550. More Bills talk next hour, too. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.